Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Carolina's performance against Texas was so bad, it's been preempted by the Martin Report meeting. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. As you might have expected following a big season-turning win at Texas, today's commentary was going to be about basketball. But the Tar Heels were so soft and leaderless, except for Reggie in their thumping in Austin, that not even game snickery could match a far more scintillating event. Thursday's Martin Report presser on academic fraud at UNC. Now, if a 70-plus-year-old ex-gov and a bump-on-a-log board of trustees are more exciting than Carolina basketball, well, you know that old Roy's boys are in trouble. Right now, at least, they don't defend very well, shoot three-pointers worse, and get very few 50-50 balls that lead to runouts and easy baskets. You know what that means, playing from a set offense, which has never been their strength. So it's on to the Martin Report, which at least we didn't lose. I'd call it a tie between the academic shenanigans of Julius Nyongoro's no-show classes in African studies and the strained insistence that athletics had nothing to do with any of this. If you think such a report, no matter how many pages, is going to call off the Dan Canines, I've got a timeshare in Afghanistan to sell you. Even an old newspaper hack like me is ready to put this thing to bed and play some more fast-break football under Larry Fedora. But the assertion that Butch Davis's crowd had nothing to do with one AFM course being made up of 18 football players doesn't exactly exonerate athletics. And the media hounds won't be satisfied that only half the students who had their grades changed since 1997 were athletes. They will want to know which athletes they were and did it affect or kill their eligibility. So expect another rash of FOIA requests. Here's the way those should be answered. Go FERPA yourself. The media will think that because too many AFM independent study courses were addressed in 2002 and again in 2006 before the actual scandal broke in 2010, athletics was running amok at UNC. The answer actually is the opposite. The faculty said, "We know and we've got it under control." So athletics went back to game planning. While they're at it, how about coming up with something for McNeese State Saturday? This is Archansky. See ya.